Within astrology, February 20th is becoming a big deal. A lot of astrologers are talking about the Neptune Saturn conjunction that's going to happen. And why is this important? Well, it's considered a significant event because it's sort of like a energetic sweep that is going to be part of something that's much bigger. It's going to be part of a bigger sweep that is to come. And a lot of it will have to do with what comes in the later months. But specifically, February 20th is when Neptune and Saturn are at 0 degrees Aries. Okay. Now, 0 degrees Aries, according to all the astrology software and the professional astrologers, has never happened within humanity's own time, and at least for 6,000 years, this conjunction has not happened at 0 degrees Aries. Yes, Saturn and Neptune have had other conjunctions, but not 0 degrees Aries. So the distinction between this conjunction and what it's going to bring on February 20th, we don't know. All that we can do is use the symbols and also keep an eye on what they mean on a personal level and a collective level. Okay. So as for this conjunction, now Saturn and Neptune back in August of 2025, they came within a quarter of a degree of being exact at 0 degrees, but they went back into Pisces because of retrograde. But on February 20th, they will enter Aries. Saturn and Neptune will enter Aries and stay. Okay. And this will be the beginning of a dissolution of reality. We can view it as from January to June as sort of like a launching pad with these new energies that are gonna really come in, and Aquarian type energies. We'll look at the aspects in a little bit and really cause some shaking things up, which with Pluto and Aquarius, things have already been shook up, right? And we can know by July, August, and September, after what we could say January to June is the launching pad. By July, we're going to be in the air in August and September. So Saturn actually likes events and three-dimensional reality. Also, the authority to have sort of confined ourselves to matter, space, and time. But with Neptune, it's more illusion, right? Most have viewed Saturn as reality and Neptune as illusion. But with Aries and Saturn and Neptune at 0 degrees, there's going to be a shift where Neptune is going to be reality and Saturn's going to be the illusion. It's going to flip. We can actually look at the tarot key of Hangman. Neptune is assigned to Hangman. He's upside down, but he's very comfortable, right? He's enlightened. There's no water, but there's a groove where there was water. And so this symbol itself, with everything that is Neptunian, is flipped what appeared as illusion and becoming reality. Okay. Also, he's hung on what looks very uncomfortable, and also shaped as the Hebrew letter Tav. Well, the Hebrew letter Tav is assigned to key 21, which key 21 is assigned to Saturn. You can see the Hebrew letters. These two planets are in conjunction and will work together. So this is, I can see why within astrology, which is nothing more than a map of our belief systems, okay? I can see how a lot of old beliefs are going to be ending and replaced with new belief systems, individually and collectively. All right, so humanity's, what's interesting also is that there's a midpoint. I'm not going to get into vibrational astrology today, but these midpoints actually provide the harmonic energies or the strongest vibration, which we can actually categorize and identify with based on the degree. The midpoint, when I show the chart, let me go ahead and show the chart. I'm using my natal chart as the example. The inner ring is my natal planets. The outer ring are the transits. Now, everybody's transits are the same, but they will appear different based off the house system. Okay. We can see that with this particular chart, that Saturn is 29 degrees transit and Neptune is 0 degrees transit. Neptune's already in Aries, okay, on February 2nd. There we go. Aries. Okay, so Saturn's in Pisces. But what is interesting, going back to the midpoint between Uranus and Pluto, okay, see how within the midpoint of Uranus and Pluto, this is going to create 27 degrees for Uranus and Pluto. Let's see, 27 degrees Uranus, 3 degrees Pluto. But as of right now, it's going to be 0 degrees Aries, which is this point right here. Okay, approximately. So really the midpoint we're experiencing right now, which also would reveal a strong vibration. That's why we could call it that we're on the launch pad from January, February, March, April, and then in May, and then June, July, especially July, that's when we're already gonna be lifted off, and then we're gonna realize we're in the air. Okay. So, Saturn and Neptune are setting up a catalyst for a larger reaction, which will occur in July and beyond. Okay. We're transitioning into this because these are the outer planets. They move slower, and that means the interpersonal planets, which are all in Aquarius right now, for my chart, well, for all of us, but we'll be able to feel the effect of these planets a little more on an individual basis. But as for the collective, the outer planets will gradually see the change. Now, what's interesting about this Saturn Neptune is, along with the Pluto in Aquarius and the Uranus, which is in Taurus right now, is that humanity is sort of receiving this cosmic feedback loop. Okay, and that's we see this with the internet. There's this instantaneous feedback. So whatever resonates with within our reality, these patterns are being captured by everyone. And so this resonance, wherever our point of focus is at that time, will continue to loop around, and the information will be available in a way that we've never experienced before. What this means is, based off the awareness that we currently have and where we have our focus, then the information is already all around us. And we use tools such as ChatGPT and other AI platforms that are just bringing the information to us very quickly. This is new territory for humanity, right? So Neptune entered Aries on February 1st. And then Saturn will enter Neptune on February 14th. But let me go down to this other chart. Here's February 18th. Okay. So the Sun has left Aquarius and entered Pisces. And we can see that my chart has a lot of oppositions. And what does this mean as an opposition? Well, I'm gonna have a lot of conflict with others, and I need to seek awareness on these opportunities. And one way I can do that is I can try to focus on my denials, right? We normally try to keep those denials. We focus on non-receptive qualities such as lack, wrong, judgment with these denials. But I have the opportunity now with these oppositions and also with Saturn opposition. I mean, this is a lot. Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter oppositions of the Venus, Sun, Venus, Moon, Mercury, of course, Saturn, and Neptune. So that'll definitely be challenging but rewarding. And that a lot of that has to do with belief systems. So if I can identify the denials that are coming at me, or that the opportunities that come at me, and I can identify the denials, then I can actually integrate a lot of these old beliefs so that new beliefs come in. I can be more receptive. Okay. But going back to, as a collective, February 20th. This is February 18th, February 20th, 0 degrees Saturn, 0 degrees Neptune, and Aries. All right. So this is interesting because Saturn and Neptune have left Pisces, but the inner planets have entered Pisces. Here we have the Sun, Venus, Moon, Mercury, and Mars will enter Pisces on March 2nd. All right. Now, these inner planets, what this means is that we have Pisces, excuse me, Neptune and Saturn that moved from Pisces, which is water. Okay, to fire, water to fire, but the personal planets have moved from earth to water. This means a lot of us will be hanging on to old beliefs, one last cling, while the unknown and new beliefs are already here. Okay, we just have to let go and be able to identify a lot of these old beliefs, these denials, the belief of lack when we could focus on abundance. Watch out for our judgments, because that just means we're focusing on non-receptive qualities. We want to be receptive because Saturn and Neptune are going to bring in the what we would call illusions, but the illusions are going to be reality. Because the old beliefs that Saturn had, as we define as reality, will become illusions. All right. We can see that this is going to create a stirring in an Aquarius type of revolutionary, radical way. But these planets are not very comfortable with Uranus within my chart, and also within each other individual chart, because there's going to be some squares. My natal Uranus has squares with the interpersonal planets. And that's why we are in the midst of the Neptunian illusions. But the illusions are not unreal, and the illusions are not even untrue. Okay? Got to be able to know that the new energies from Saturn and Neptune at 0 degrees Aries is setting up the stage for something bigger that we do not know what is coming yet. Okay. A few quotes that kind of align with what is being talked about is William Blake has said in his book, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. What is now proved was once only imagined. Lyne Casey said, imagination lays the tracks for the reality train to follow. So this means that Neptune creates the invisible scaffolding and framework upon which Saturn crystallizes the three-dimensional reality, right? Neptune and Saturn will come together. It's is going to be like what we thought was real or stable gets lost in the mist of illusions. Okay. So the history of Saturn and Neptune conjunctions have showed events that took place and were dissolved and replaced by dreams and of imaginations. We could just search the internet of previous Saturn Neptune conjunctions, and history will show us where major shifts and events had happened. So Saturn's job is to participate in the mist of illusions, right? The clouds of illusions of Neptune become crystallized. So we can take this opportunity right now within humanity and empower our imagination. The realities of these will precipitate towards Earth, and Saturn's job is to actually create that reality. Saturn and Neptune are working together. All right, we can find our oppositions and know what we can work on individually. All right. Find on February 20th. Oops. Find the natal Uranus and look at the squares. Mine's in the fifth house. The transits are in the ninth house of my Pisces. So I'm already in the clouds as it is. and on February 20th, I'm really going to be in the stratosphere. So I will empower myself, look at the oppositions of where there could be some denials or focus on non-reception, open myself to become more receptive in a way where I can identify these denials, which are more subconscious, and try to take advantage of the energies that are here during this shift. Just by knowing about this February 20th, Saturn, Neptune, 0 degrees Aries conjunction is telling we're telling our subconsciousness that we're aware of it. We use tarot. The symbols themselves, if we know, which our subconscious already does, key four, the emperor is assigned Aries. And even though within my chart, my Aries is Midheaven, 10th house, all of these characteristics sort of blend with 10th house characteristics, but it's going to have Aries expression. With all these expressions, I can work on, again, focusing on the belief systems that I have consciously chosen to identify with in this moment. But I can also work on the denials, right? It gives me an opportunity to actually vibrate within myself, shake loose and create space so that I can work on self-image, self-confidence, self-awareness, physical body, basic energy, instinct, all of these descriptions that are listed up here. Okay, because we don't see things as they are, we see them as we are. Think of Saturn and Neptune working with that mindset. Okay. Some of the denials that may be playing out, we can look at the defects of when I'm impatient, then I'm avoiding something within myself. What is that? Well, it's for me to find out. Okay. But on the other side, if I'm having these type of qualities, these Aries type of qualities, then I'm more in flow state. And all right. Also, Aries is assigned to the first house, so we could actually just use these type of questions and characteristics and identify with those when it comes to Saturn and Neptune, which are entering Aries. Okay. Now, personally, individually, my Aries is in the 10th house. So, this gives you an example of how the first house and 10th house qualities I can kind of blend in together, sort of like a recipe, and work on how Saturn and Neptune will help me, or I can focus on these type of developments. Okay. The fourth quadrant, which is 10th, 11th, and 12th house, is the career development quadrant. And so I can take the placement of that area of life and explore what could possibly be manifested with this shift that's going to happen. Okay. It is in the Kabbalah, it is the intelligence of renewal. Okay, so each situation that arises in our life has an opportunity to make a choice for suffering or for freedom. Freedom of choice, right? And as for 10th house qualities, our characteristics and questions, These are all notes that I've made over the years, and we can also know that key 12 is assigned to Neptune. Okay, and key 21 is assigned to Saturn. But there's a lot of astrology videos out there right now. I highly recommend taking some time, finding some astrologers who are talking about this conjunction, and then spend some time asking questions towards self on how we can take advantage of this on an individually and collective level. Either way, the changes are coming, but it's a matter of we flowing into the changes. Okay. I heard one astrologer talk about how we're all flowing down the river together, but a lot of us are still grabbing to the edges of the river, hanging on to branches, and the rapids are just beating some of us up because we won't let go, whereas the others of us have let go and are flowing down the river. As we're in the middle of the stream flowing, we put our head up, look around, and see the other heads, and those are our new people. Okay, because the energies are moving, we just have to flow with the energies. Astrology helps identify with symbol these energies that are being played out. Okay. Let's see. So that'll be all. I also can take it a step further with vibrational astrology, especially Aries 0 degrees. That is the I am. That is the new beginning. Think of it as a new cycle that we have no idea on what it will bring, but either way, it's going to be for the greater good. And that'll be all for today. Thank you very much.